Nursery Cravings by Christine Teddy. First published 2025. Copyright AB Discovery. Chapter 1, The Nursery Upstairs. The house was silent, save for the ticking of the grandfather clock in the foyer, and the occasional sigh of the wind pressing against the high windows. Eliza Fairchild stood barefoot at the threshold of the upstairs nursery, one hand resting on the doorframe, the other curled loosely around a warm porcelain teacup. She sipped slowly. Chamomile. Her eyes, calm but focused, scanned the room with the tender gaze of a mother who had prepared everything, down to the smallest detail, for someone who hadn't yet arrived. The nursery was not for a child. Not in the ordinary sense. Soft pastel wallpaper, hand-painted with clouds and sleeping lambs, wrapped the room in a quiet hush. A pale oak crib, large enough for a man to lie comfortably curled up inside, stood against the far wall. Its white bars gleamed in the sunlight. A mobile, delicate and hand-stitched, danced lazily above the crib, each soft animal gently swaying, waiting. Nearby, a changing table with thick cotton nappies, folded with almost reverent care, sat under a glass-fronted cabinet of pastel plastic pants and bottles of talcum powder. A rocking chair waited in the corner, its cushions plump and inviting. Eliza's gaze lingered there. The nursery had taken 6 months to complete. She hadn't rushed. She never rushed. Her life now, free from the strain of deadlines and business calls, was lived slowly and with care. After selling her third company, she had stepped away from the world of commerce for good. She had no need for more. Her needs, it turned out, were entirely different. She had plenty of money, but needed something money could not buy. She walked into the room and placed the teacup on the dresser, next to a folded onesie with soft yellow ducks embroidered across the chest. Her fingertips lingered on the fabric, brushing it gently, as though soothing an invisible infant. The hunger in her chest swelled, not for a child in the way others spoke of them, but for someone who needed her completely. Who would let go and trust her enough to give themselves over fully to her care? Not just someone to feed and dress, but someone to rock, to wipe, to coo at, to cradle. Someone who would fill the aching emptiness that had crept into her life like ivy, no matter how many art galleries or travel plans she buried herself in. She wanted, not merely to parent, but to nurture completely and unconditionally. The sound of soft steps came from behind her. Eliza? She turned. Her mother, Margaret, stood in the doorway, wearing her usual linen blouse and a faint scent of lavender. Her face, lined but serene, held the gentle amusement of someone who had long accepted her daughter's peculiarities. "I didn't hear you come in," Eliza said. "I brought the new quilt you asked for." Margaret held up a small folded blanket, duck egg blue trimmed with satin. "The one with the elephants." Eliza's face lit with something that wasn't quite a smile, but deeper. "It's perfect." Margaret stepped into the nursery without hesitation and laid the quilt inside the crib, smoothing it out with practiced hands. She glanced at her daughter with quiet affection. "You've always been the same since you were little," she said. "You never wanted dolls. You wanted babies. But real ones. You'd bundle up pillows and ask me to watch you feed them." Eliza didn't look away. "I still do." Margaret nodded. There was no judgment, no surprise. Only a shared understanding that had passed between them in whispered conversations.